The Hurricane Spectacular continues.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of
Chapter 7, Mac Bush.
As it was in the beginning.
The first time was probably on Saturday before landfall, but the alarm bells were being sounded on Sunday because not only was I having conferences with the president on the telephone, but he was also on the video conference with all of the state emergency managers.
This hurricane is much larger than Andrew ever was.
Meaning, asked the president.
This is a Cat 5 hurricane, the big one, I think.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
That's obviously a very, very grave concern. Whether the levees will be topped.
Yes,
Mr. President!
Let's have a drinking
pool. We will make paradise of Arrakis.
Arrakis.
And no man shall ever want water again.
And how?
My God, what is that? What? Uh-oh.
Oh, that.
There's a storm blowing up.
This is the water we will use to change the face of Arrakis.
When will they learn?
Arrakis. Wasteland of the Empire. And the most valuable land in the universe. Without it, there is no commerce in the Empire. There is no civilization. Arrakis. Greatest treasure in the universe. And he who controls it, controls our destiny.
FEMA's director Michael Brown, along with Bush, viewed hurricane damage this afternoon from a National Guard aircraft.
What did you do with them?
Lost in a storm.
You found their bodies and disposed of them?
Never found them.
What? Oh, no.
You never found the bodies?
That's great.
Fine. Whatever.
What about him?
He escaped, alive and intact. He's out there somewhere. He'll make a dangerous loose end.
Though it must be said the court will seem a far duller place without his delightful outfits to brighten it up.
It's front page news. Bush wanted. This white trash escaped from the authorities. He is wanted for the rape of New Orleans. If anyone sees him, please contact your local authorities immediately.
Find him!
All right, Gilbert. Go ahead. You can't hide in a little town like this.
Arrakis.
And Iraq is under false pretenses.
What are you gonna do?
Tomorrow. Out, brief candle.
Ah, nuts.
Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more.
Yeah!
Guess this story has a happy ending after all. Just like my last massage.
Mac Bush is a story of murder and intrigue, spiced with scenes of witches' spells and prophetic utterances.
No!
It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Okay.
We're doomed.
But it is also the tragedy of a man who, we might say, represents all mankind.
You can't be serious.
Though McBush struggles with forces of order and disorder and supernatural temptations and with the voices of law and corruption, ultimately his own ambition and abuse of power lead to his destruction. Yes, absolutely, power corrupts. And absolutely, absolute power absolutely corrupts absolutely.
What are you talking about, man?
I don't know. I don't know.
As we examine the character of McBush, his rise to power and his eventual destruction, we shall return frequently to this conflict with power that defines his struggle and tragedy.
Oh, yes, yes. We know all about Idaho and its scum.
What is that supposed to mean?
Hey.
This press conference is over.
What's going on out there?
Crazies. End of the month, they're out of food.
The sky had cleared, and the summer sun blazed down. But it was pointless to look for shade. There wasn't any. All the trees were leveled.
Oh, Jesus!
Lord, please, right down here. Right on me. On me and my band, yeah. Please, 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 look around out here. Hey, yeah. And have just a little bit of mercy now.
Yeah.
Please. Cut me some slack here, will ya?
Yeah, that's not really my thing.
Yeah, right. Help! Help us!
And they represented the entire spectrum of humanity. Rich and poor, noble and servant, literates and illiterates.
What's going on, man?
What's going on yourself?
I almost drowned yesterday.
Oh, man! You wet out of here!
Hey, man! I see you got some weed on you.
And vermouth.
Shoot, a fella could have a pretty good weekend in Vegas with all that stuff.
I gotta get out of here now.
Where are you going?
Dallas. We're all gonna live in the parking lot.
Okay, but if this doesn't work, I sure hope they have cigarettes in hell.
See ya.
Oh my God, he's gone! Has anyone seen my son?
Someone told me maybe Malaysia.
Hey, you motherfucker!
Ma'am, I don't know. You just have to wait for the fence.
What fence? What's going on?
I don't know.
Hey, you guys see my son?
Well, I done seen about everything, but I sure enough ain't seen your boy nohow.
We got a fugitive on the loose here, people. He's armed. He is dangerous. And he's got himself some hostages.
This is a world where everything is topsy-turvy. Nothing is as it seems. And as we gaze into this mirror, we may be prompted to ask how much of my own world is confused. Which are the forces of good and which are the forces of evil? How can I distinguish truth from falsehood, right from wrong?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Boring! Let's watch something else.
Tonight, on Eyewitness America, the hostage crisis, day one.
Oh, my. Our son's a hostage.
George's father looked at Pat Robertson.
Let me tell you something. Whatever he's going through right now, I'm holding you personally responsible, okay?
Oh, Jesus! When are you going to cut me some slack, huh?
The serious money followed the straightest lines of genealogy all the way to Crawford.
Stick around! Something's going to pop!
Good and dirty?
Filthy.
Oh, boy, dirt!
We have a serious problem on our hands.
Hey, Jocko.
This Malaysian thing is getting out of hand.
Jocko, I feel your misery. Its weight bids me to weep.
I need to take care of Sue. I have people to answer to.
The head of the family was in charge of all the clan records.
Real history.
Including those that officially didn't exist.
Be specific.
There are strange forms in the Matrix that come and go. Strange forces that cannot be predicted. There are signs and portents and faces in the sky. Fuzzy parameters, limited logic, shifting allegiances in the data banks. Sir, I don't feel very well. I...
Everyone jerked back in their seats as the insane howl rose in volume and then cut off sharply.
The southern areas are uninhabitable.
There have been reports. Only a few were investigated. Many thopters were lost. Even smugglers won't venture there.
Perhaps they retreat into the wilderness where we dare not follow.
The key to the mystery was the creep with the crooked jaw.
It's true. He is my son.
With every passing moment, the creep was getting farther away.
We need him alive.
George's father said through clenched teeth.
We're still at war.
I don't give a f*** about your war.
president.
It was an interesting twist. The governor of Florida didn't seem to care. Of course, he lived in a different universe.
Call me Snake.
Fine, whatever.
Hey, now you're talking.
Good God.
Pop, don't get me wrong. It's great to be here.
So will you do it? Dad, I don't believe this. I just don't believe it. Come on, Jay. Take Leaker and Ape along. They'll handle G.
Get a new president.
His father shifted uncomfortably.
My lad, I've gone over this story in my mind a million times.
Call me Snake.
Listen, wise ass.
The head of the family glared at him.
Geez, come on, Dad. We got company. Make with the yak of the yak yak.
Watch your tone, son.
Their father looked back at him.
Tell them that we'll ignore what they're doing from now on, as long as they make it worth our while.
It's one thing to turn a blind eye to smugglers. It's quite another to pocket some of their earnings.
The answer is not really. Probably, yeah.
Jay winked somewhat mechanically at his father.
Cost of doing business.
That's my boy.
Oh, yeah, right.
And the look on Jabe's face as he felt a fleeting annoyance that whatever else happened, his carefully cultivated fop persona was now at an end. He'd put a lot of work into being a fop, but he needed the masked gladiator now to survive, and he'd worry about the consequences later, if there was a later. The odds were not good.
But Jesus, the stakes were high. One measly fuck up and it's back to prison for the rest of my life.
Well, then if you're right, this place is a trap.
The governor of Florida looked at his father.
Perhaps. But knowing there's a trap is the first step in evading it.
His father winked somewhat mechanically at Jay.
There are things still hidden from me. Things I can't see.
Watch your tone, son.
We're speeding toward the abyss, Cheney. I have to see a way around it.
We need to act accordingly.
Yeah, well, you know better.
I want ground reconnaissance.
Look. We have required, tortured, the military knows that.
Send a light attack force immediately.
Call me Snake.
Shut up,
Jim.
Such a pity. A pity that you had to get mixed up in this business.
I'm mixed up in it. Nothing more and nothing less.
Be sure he recalls his flimsy denials when he's face to face with death, sweet smart.
When brother comes back up, I'll be waiting
Take
for
care.
Him.
Take care. He has the luck of a devil.
I know. But this time its luck is run out.
He should have done it years ago. He'd made a good start, but there was still much to be done. He commanded the clan by the right of inheritance, but he still had to consolidate his power base, if they thought they could profit by it.
I am in blood. Steeped in so far that should I wade no more, returning were as tedious as gore.
He fully recognizes now that he is up to his neck in blood, which once was a symbol of courage, but now is an omnipresent image of corruption, violence, and guilt.
Life was good.
Now, Bob Dole will read from the Necronomicon.
Azak, Azuri, Galanus, Caledictian, Osferamus, and Principe.
Right now, Jeb Bush is eating a live puppy.
They were in for a few surprises. Just like dear Dad, who never once imagined that his useless and despised son might be the instrument of his revenge.
We have so many blessings.
We'll be right with you. No, don't leave. This will only take a second.
See, I had detuned my guitar for a different song, and then we start playing that song, and I forgot. That really breaks the mood.
Yeah, yeah.
Good idea. Toast to my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
I think it's fairly self-explanatory. We let the hounds of hell loose. We chase that jarhead, head talent, cracker, idiot all over the globe. Until I finally catch that fruity little... Yeah, he's trying to rid the world of these fevered egos that are tainting our collective unconscious, making us pay a much more heavy psychic price than we imagine. I do think you will breathe a collective sigh of relief. Ah, he's gone. Imagine a world without, you know what I mean? So, thank you very much.
With a burp, he charged out the door. He drove home, slipped into the den, and removed his grandfather's old .30-06 from the maple gun cabinet. He dropped a box of bullets and giggled drunkenly when nobody woke up. He pulled on his boots and his mail-order camo jumpsuit, strapped on the headlamp, and went looking for a cowboy to shoot.
Call him out! Call him out! Call him out! Call him out!
Do you want the family man or do you want the swinging man? You choose.
Family man.
Yes, God forgive me. Yes.
You get the family man. Family man. Family man. Family man. With your glances my way, taking no chances on the new day, family man. Family man, with your life all planned, your little sandcastle built, smiling through your guilt. Family man, here I come, family man. I come to infect, I come to rape your woman. I come to take your children into the street. I come for you, family man, with your Christmas lights already up. You're such a man when you're putting up your Christmas lights. First on the block. Family man, I want to crucify you on your front door with nails from your well-stocked garage. Family man, family man, Saint Dad, Father on fire, I've come to incinerate you. I've come home.
That's my boy.
Wish nobody can deny.
I told him we would send our team over right away.
Yeah, level 5.
I'm Ken. Can you line up some airplanes? I'm going to need about 20 or 30 of them.
Airplanes? What do we want airplanes for?
I'll send instructions later.
Right.
Just do it.
Right. Get off your ass.
What the hell's going on?
Cheney called for a more aggressive approach. We could get it still, he said.
We need them.
Yeah, sensible.
I gave Dick the order to alert and send the 82nd Airborne, and to do the same with two tactical fighter squadrons. We would then start in with a larger deployment.
Quitting is not an exit strategy.
How many times have I heard that before?
Yeah, right.
As Dr. Philo Drummond said, great men run in circles. It is spoken.
Circle I descended thus, down to the second, which a lesser space, embracing so much more of grief contains, provoking bitter moans, there me no stands, grinning with ghastly feature heat of all, who enters, strict examining the crimes, gives sentence and dismisses them beneath, according as he folded him around, for when before him comes the ill-fated soul, it all confesses and that judge severe, of sins considering what place in hell, suits the transgression with his tail so oft, himself and circles as degrees beneath, he dooms it to descend before him stand, always a numerous throng and in his turn, each one to judgment passing speaks and hears, his fate thence downward to his dwelling hurled, oh thou who to this residence of woe, approaches when he saw me come and cried,
I'd never do anything to hurt my country.
George said, his shoulders bunched.
As much as I want to shut down the Arabs. No, no way.
Piggy.
Yesterday, Piggy, our terrorist friends learned information
Piggy,
they should
Piggy,
not
Piggy.
Have.
Piggy, bacon, done. So,
yeah. Piggy. Bacon, done.
I want you, Piggy.
Filthy.
Aren't the pies enough?
Piggy.
Do you have to degrade us?
Proudly so.
The guy dismissed the question with a wave of his hand.
Look, I recognize we got an image issue.
The president's misaligned mandible waggled horizontally, then appeared to disengage altogether from his face. He looked like a snake trying to swallow an egg.
Trying to look good in front of the folks.
Jack stepped toward George and lifted him by the shirt and hoisted him to eye level.
You miserable Judas, I'm gonna kill you!
This is my faithful friend and fellow traveler.
His face spectacularly erupts with drama.
Yeah, right.
I want you to take a good look at that face.
Oh, yeah? Whatever.
Summon the strength to look me in the eye and say...
How unbelievably gross.
How awful.
I think I'm going to be sick.
George worked his jaw like a steam shovel.
Don't stare at me like that.
He was disfigured, morose, and unsociable. Precisely the sort of malcontent who'd have no qualms about defrauding an insurance company.
In the service of radical political aims,
heck.
As your president, I am responsible for the danger and suffering and loss.
How bogus.
And you know what?
I don't know.
Guys, I don't f***ing care.
Oh, this is an outrage.
Piggy was an outsider, not only by accent, but by a certain disinclination for manual labor.
Yet our work is not done,
he said with a dark chuckle.
What is that supposed to mean?
Then who the hell are you, George? What is it you're after?
Torturing people. Yes, I'm confident we can. On the other hand, we want to make sure that we're in a position of torture and our own declaration of supporting the premises of torturing people. I mean, we need to torture people. I mean, the American people, that's what I really meant to say, to protect us. I mean, if they know something, we need to know it.
Jack tousled his prisoner's hair and said,
oh, really?
Americans can expect some good weird things of me as well.
Oh, yeah, right. Whatever you say, pal.
Jack looked at Brown.
Wacko.
I think the disconnect is that it's a hurricane. It's not Al-Qaeda. Had there been a report that terrorists had blown up the 17th Street Canal, I would have been overwhelmed with resources. I still believe it.
George suggested that wearing the shock collar was no longer necessary.
And, we've done a good job of...
Jack whipped out the remote control, pushed the red button, and said, you've got to ask, but it's still necessary. George jerked wordlessly on the damp ground until the pain stopped.
What happens now is that we traveled together, sharing life's lessons.
And there was the initial shock.
Look at him.
Brown leaned down and looked closely at Bush.
We gotta find some kind of wizard can change him back.
We're on the road.
Jack said absently.
That is the road to victory that will take me home.
Not!
The yellow brick road, we're off to see the wizard.
George got very nervous.
Go away! Don't make me do stuff!
His face puckered, the tears leapt from his eyes, his mouth opened till they could see a square black hole.
The kidnapper laughed.
What you need is courage.
That's right. I got no guts. I'm just a lying coward.
And how?
They are attempting to frighten and intimidate me so much, to laugh at my failed resolve, and that honest criticism is justified.
Yeah!
Come with us. I know the wizard will give you courage.
My conviction comes down to this. I am on the road to victory.
Okay.
sure. Whatever you want, birthday boy.
Never, ever follow the yellow green road. The yellow green road. The yellow green road. Never, ever follow the yellow green road. The yellow green road. The yellow green road.
Pearl and Getty's work isn't known then. They believe you are what you own. Warhol movies are never shown then. You can be sure. sure that your mind won't be blown.
Never ever follow the yellow green road. The yellow green road. The yellow green road.
Dorothy began her search for the Wizard of Oz, away from Upset Strip.
Oh, hey, why not? You know, we're all fugitives here.
Jack said, still enjoying the irony.
We're all seekers. Hey, you'll be safe with us. You just stay as long as you like.
Are you wearing your helmets?
Well, you know where it's at out there. It's
imagine there was no consequences. It's an easy one.
It's wrong.
We have fixed what has not worked.
It doesn't work.
Work has been more difficult than we expected.
Then who the hell are you? What is it you're after? George?
There was the $2,000.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, how awful.
Hey, you come explore with us.
Explore?
You know, the lost innocence.
I'll take it up with the First Lady.
The peaceful center.
Bush.
Do what?
Why should you hold back?
I do want to give you some thoughts about what I'm thinking about.
Oh, hey, where it's at with you, man?
Why be a coward rather than bolder, freer?
I will continue to have the coward's power, unconstrained by conscience.
Let's smell the flowers.
Did he ever go exploring?
Well, wait and see.
That would have blown my mind. If I had a mind.
Well, I figured out how they did it all. I only wish I could have felt it.
To tell the truth, after the first minute, I was afraid to look.
It was a therapy happening. But all it leaves you with are memories. And memories aren't where it's at. Boy, getting to where it's at is a long search.
This is kind of gross here, but I told you guys I'm concerned about my gut.
How unbelievably gross.
This is a bad one and a big one.
Oh, crap! It's on fire!
A vision in which books are burned and headed our way.
I don't think Mr. President realizes the alternative, Jack said through clenched teeth. The alternative is we go to the cops and tell how you tried to murder Brown and rape me with that trailer spike.
You're trying to get me in trouble with my father. You know,
your family will think you've gone senile. The photographs won't help.
All the ugly pictures from New Orleans.
And how?
President of the United States doing pony rides with two call girls.
He was muttering and about to cry.
You know,
he felt himself facing something ungraspable. The eyes that looked so intently at him were without humor. Something he had not known was there rose in him and compelled him to make the point loudly and again.
Let me make sure you understand where we're headed. Now, it's not going to be perfect, but it doesn't happen. See, you seem to think that somehow you go down there and
Thank you.
been selected as the designated scapegoat.
That's reality.
He comes closer to a public confession of his deed.
To the extent that the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility.
What?
I never would have imagined.
I couldn't always say the same for my own family.
George went on. Jack cut George off.
Oh, your family is out of control, but we can't blame you because you had good intentions.
George saw his opportunity.
See, they don't care who they kill. They just kill. They kill innocent people. They kill women. They kill children. They kill election workers.
It was a pitiful try, you've got to admit.
And these folks had been plotting and planning and ordering attacks for decades. They desire to dominate the world.
His family now is an omnipresent image of corruption, violence, and guilt.
They would like to see the killing of innocent people. And the reason why is because these killers understand democracy is their worst nightmare.
Jack felt the point of his spear with his thumb.
What the hell could that mean to you?
These are people that still want to hurt us.
This is absolutely true,
said Brown indignantly. Bush hid his face and continued to grin.
God bless me, he thought with a dark chuckle.
They liked and now respected him. Spontaneously, they began to clap, and presently the platform was loud with applause. Brown flushed, looking sideways at Jack, who was smirking and showing that he, too, knew how to clap.
Poor George.
What do we...
If you're going to help a man, you want to know something about him, don't you?
Well, naturally, of course.
Well, keep your eyes open. See the town?
Where?
Look. There it is.
Crawford.
Kenny Bunkport.
When I was just a little boy, standing in my daddy's knee, my papa said...
The Bush family passes judgment and executes that judgment.
Gee, Dad.
We can do that.
Okay, Dad, I give.
Family man.
But I was close to both my sons.
Family man.
I did for those kids.
Family man.
Family man.
It was then, at the time of the national election.
Oh, yes, you mean the time the Nazis came to power.
And how?
George opened the door and peeked in.
Hey, there's Hav, the county's newest hero.
Oh, that son of mine.
What is important is U.S. action in independent countries.
That's not what I'm interested in.
Tough.
It.
Did he agree with me?
And
to my astonishment, George shrugged his shoulders and said,
the decision as to whether or not there will be a killing of innocent people is up to the Democrats.
The room suddenly became quiet. The Democrats looked at each other and squirmed in disgust.
Oh, how awful.
Hank, but the point is that we're going to work together and...
I'm gratified that you and I seem to agree, I said.
One area where...
You're an abomination.
He knows that,
I did not care.
That,
The expression of pain and concentration returned to Bush's face. Out of his face stared two light blue eyes, frustrated now and turning, or ready to turn, to anger.
George took his packages and started to slouch away.
Gimme.
Not yet.
He was muttering and about to cry.
I want you to take a good look at that face.
Who is it?
George.
Oh, you mean the kid that had his ear slapped back by the drunk?
That's the kid.
My eyes! Appreciate it.
His face was crumpled and freckled and ugly without humor.
Now George was playing with the gun, spinning the cylinder and humming mischievously.
Look at this. We're gonna shoot the kitty.
Ow! George, look what you've done.
Oh, no. My dad's gonna kill me.
Oh, Jesus.
Shut up. It's Daddy, stupid. Where's my bourbon?
America, this is my secret brew, and I call it Smart Juice.
It's called Smart Juice, and I'm going to bottle it and send it to Washington.
The governor of Texas gazed expectantly at the governor of Florida.
All right, that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But this is Smart Juice.
There's no such thing as Smart Juice.
There's no such thing.
You're wrong. This is Smart Juice, and it makes you smart. You drink
smart
this.
Smart Juice?
That is... Give me that.
That's vinegar.
You're getting smarter.
You just can't keep those boys down, now can you?
I like George, baby.
Is your attachment emotional, or is it a physical attraction?
What the hell are you talking about?
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
My parents had a rocky marriage, but my father made do by throwing himself into his work.
I'll plead guilty to being a lousy husband, but I was a good father.
And off he went. Dick Cheney filled me in on a conversation he had had with an Iraqi emissary.
Yeah, come on, I tell you about the...
He had a quiet sense of humor and a glint in his eye that showed a warmth he was not publicly known for. Dick, you have my solemn word on this. After I finished, he said simply...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I told them never to point their guns at people when they're loaded.
Away from me.
The shock and terror had made him wet his pants, burning his eyebrows off and frightening him.
We have so many blessings.
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger, and you can't blame anybody else. There's no, it was Harry's fault. Right, boys. Right.
I did not want to encourage events which might turn violent and get out of hand, and which we then couldn't or wouldn't support, leaving people stranded at the barricades.
What on earth are you talking about?
I hope to encourage liberalization as rapid as possible without provoking an internal crackdown or a backlash. The problem was figuring out exactly where that line was.
You crossed the line, didn't you? And it's like, well, they keep moving the sucker, don't they?
I want to get chemical weapons, I said.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding.
You were just kidding, right?
We can do that.
Yeah, very funny.
But it is at the level of a president that such issues must be discussed.
When I was 2, a few Jehovah's Witnesses came to call on my mom.
Yes? Who is it?
Pat Robertson.
If these two see each other 10 times a day, they kiss and hug.
There was something funny about the whole business.
Just kiss, kiss, hug, and hug.
There is no shame in this solution, but it will prevent hundreds of billions from going to Bush's electoral campaign.
Robertson thought with a dark chuckle. Pat was about to get out of the car when somebody recognized him.
Don't be starting what you can't finish, bitch.
Old man George, the president, who began spluttering insanely and hurling jagged debris at Robertson.
Yeah, get ready to play! You breaker!
I think not.
I'm gonna kill you!
What'd I do?
You miserable Judas Iscariot!
Pat Robertson winked somewhat mechanically at George's dad.
I must confess to you, I'm giving serious thought to eating your wife.
You freak! You got about 1 second to live, buddy.
Dad should have signed off right there, but grace and decency were never his strong suits.
Whoa, this is one Texan who don't like when he's made out to be a fool.
Sure. He was still able to get his hand on his pistol as they fell to the floor together, pulled the trigger, and shot himself through the thigh as he sank into spinning black.
I had been shot.
The pain was hideous. Jesus H. Christ, he thought.
You miserable palsy!
Clearly, the family lineage of crack dead-eye shots had come to a sorry end.
I was bombarded with criticism over the perceptions this exchange created.
You don't seem elated.
I'm not an emotional kind of guy, I said.
Well, how elated are you?
I'm very pleased, I replied evenly.
Hello, baby.
Don't you freaking look at me! Next!
Our home life was never the same after that.
His father recovered from the gunshot wound and was kind enough not to bring it up more than once or twice a day.
Sometimes I feel like the, sometimes I felt like the javelin competitor who won the coin toss and elected to receive.
The president's inclination was to condemn the pink coup outright.
My immediate response was to rely on some very active telephone diplomacy. I gave Dick the order to alert and send the 82nd Airborne, and to do the same with two tactical fighter squadrons.
Take Leaker and Ape along. They'll handle Robertson.
The President of the United States purposely misled the American people. It is dishonest and reprehensible.
The President's kid brandished the beer can and said,
Jesus, hell.
Damn it!
We've been hit. Insensible.
Young George was a pure menace with a beer can, yet his father was more than slightly disappointed.
He is my son. Heck, blow!
We don't talk about methods.
Oh, darn it, son! What the hell kind of sissy are you?
Doggone it! You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider.
Like a spider hanging from a web, you going straight to hell because you a sinner. You right there, brother, you a spider. Now listen to me.
Watch your tone, son.
We saw the ugly pictures.
What? One of the weekly tabloids had published a diagram of George's family tree.
Monkey!
Next to a Far Side calendar.
I just love it when crap lines up like that.
The serious money followed the straightest lines of genealogy, as did the scandal hunters.
Oh, boy, dirt!
What about those photos of you strangling your child?
Why should we let this election be influenced by a photo taken hours ago?
George told him where the pictures came from.
Pat Robertson. His father brandished the Chivas and said,
What's that kind of talk? You'll get your heathen head smacked.
Now, I had heard that word at least 10 times a day from my old man.
I guess I've made my peace with it now, but I was bitter about it when I was young.
Frustrated and restless, his father spent long, sullen weekends cleaning his guns and watching videotapes of his favorite American sportsman episodes.
Meanwhile,
guess what we're gonna do?
Guess what we're gonna do?
Guess what we're gonna do?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be anything.
No, take a guess. This is gonna surprise my brother. Go ahead, take a guess.
We're gonna read poetry.
No, guess again.
I know. We're gonna dance.
Nope, we're not gonna dance.
Gee, I don't know. Why don't you give up and tell me?
Okay, I give up.
We're gonna sing!
That's right. Now remember, we're going to sing exciting songs of controversy and pungent social comment.
We're going to sing a song, right? But it's going to be a happy song that was on a hit parade around 30 years ago.
It's going to be
a frothy little catchy number.
Full of pungent social comment.
No, we're going to do a little ditty that's going to make everybody happy.
I'm not.
You're not what? Happy?
I'm not going to sing a song, a silly song. Sing songs that have meaning.
You're going to sing what I ask you to sing, or you're not going to sing at all.
Then I won't sing at all. I just prefer to be either, as the phrase goes, to have or not to be.
It's a song of love. It's not a song of hate like you said it is.
It's not a song of
you're
hate.
All mixed up. Either a song
to
of...
To me, it's
all
a
right.
song of pungent social
okay.
comment.
No,
I believe I'm right.
I don't care what
I'll
you believe.
I'll stick by to my convictions.
I don't care what you
said. You said to stand up for what you believe in.
I'm standing up for what I did. You're
you
wrong.
You said for me to stand up for what I believe in.
Yeah, but that's only if you're right.
That doesn't make any difference whether I'm right or wrong. I'm committed.
I know you're committed.
Once I'm committed, I'm an American.
Can't you change your mind?
No.
You're absolutely wrong.
He glared at his brother.
George. George.
Yes, sir?
You're not afraid to be a canary?
No, sir.
That's beautiful.
I didn't come in because in that song, I'm sick of that song. It's from a silly, dumb show.
Wait a minute. Have
it's
you
a
seen
stupid,
the show?
It's a.
Have you seen it?
Oh, let me tell
did
you.
Did you see Paint Your Wagon?
You
did you see it?
You
did you?
I'm an American. I don't have to see something to know it's stupid.
I'm sorry. I can't argue with a statement like that.
George was keeping a surly watch over the wagon.
Here, George, why don't you paint it up?
Paint Your Wagon.
Because this is America.
That's right.
America, where
you speak your mind.
We have the freedom of speech here in America.
You're absolutely right.
Then you better say what you're supposed to say.
Well, at least you're free to say it. That's something.
George saw his opportunity.
Mom always liked you best.
Wait a minute.
It is stated that your mother suffered from hereditary feeble-mindedness.
My mother! Was she feeble-minded? pussy!
You reek of it!
By the time I turned 17, the tensions between my mother and me had boiled over to where I could not stay at home.
Bring me the axe!
Anybody who...
And like any normal teenage boy, I wanted to begin dating.
Hello, George of 40.
What?
What gives?
Nothing.
Georgie, don't you ever get tired of things?
Yes.
We call it the Denver Jockstrap.
Okay, Pappy.
You stupid son of a bitch. How would that happen?
He knows that,
Oh, darn it, son. What the hell kind of sissy are you?
I can't do it alone.
I don't want my son to burn in hell. Well, what do you like?
The ones who have oil.
But I think he recognizes that America can't do it alone, that it's going to require a unified effort.
You're no son of mine.
Why don't you get out of here?
Time to go.
Goodbye. Adios. Hasta luego. Sayonara.
Hey, get me. I'm giving out wings.
George started to slouch away.
Defeat is larger than any president.
George heard his mother at the door.
I'm expecting pudgy German children. Now get the heck out of here.
Mother. George pleaded.
Mother, what do you want?
Mother, this is George. I thought sure you'd remember me.
George who? If you're looking for a room, there's no vacancy.
Mother, listen. Please let me come in and keep me here.
I don't take in strangers unless they're sent here by somebody I know.
Afraid of attracting the wrath of the Nazi proprietress, he sat down uncomfortably on the curb and decided to wait.
He might have been any old crooked jaw drunk in a soggy pinstriped suit. God bless me.
Now that he was out on the street, he had a problem.
Somehow, he became addicted to painkillers.
He looked warily at his brother.
Jay,
George said, you got any more of them Darvons?
You're making me sick with that prissy wine. Watch me now, I draw a line. So you stick to your side and I'll stick to mine. Never, ever cross this line.
Fine, but the pot, how about the pot?
What about the pot?
It's on your side.
George, you've been holding the bag here for 4 years. And...
You got a question, sir?
Thank you.
What might it be?
Weed.
George pocketed his packages and got very nervous.
Man, I just got your messages and I'm sorry.
George said. His shoulders bunched.
The
governor of Florida gazed expectantly at the governor of Texas.
I see that you're swimming in dope.
I
wouldn't like the bags.
It's, wow, oh boy.
How much did his brother know?
Okay, George said, shrugging. I mean, I'm just trying to help you out.
Oh, gracious one, thanks a lot. So don't ever try to be, don't ever dream you'll be, don't dare to think that you'll ever be some fairy friend of mine. 'Cause no, 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 no.
Tell me, did he ever tell anyone about the pills?
Not a soul.
Now, what do you suppose is eating George?
Taxpayer.
Well, they say that with the thrill-seeking personality, what goes up must come down. Top of the world one minute, haunted by meagers the next. Yes, sir. It's as if our old friend George is a alley cat and his own damn humor to swing him by the tail. We'll be back on top again. I don't think we've seen the last George.
The tyrants laugh at our failed resolve.
Jack paused and looked round.
If you're not prepared to kind of put a mirror in front of your face and recognize your own inadequacies.
I can't help it, but that's a full thing to say.
George gurgled crapulously, his jaw jutting like a window box.
I think you ought to get mad at the president.
Yes!
Brownie.
Yes.
Brown leaned down and looked closely at Bush.
I never like to say I told you so. But I told you so.
I
shouted it from the mountaintops. I told the president, Chertoff, state of New Orleans, my gut tells me this is the big one. I want it balls to the wall.
Call you a stranger, a heart full of tears, a losing streak that loves you well. A handsome face, a soldier match, tons of secret plans to hatch. Washed away.
Punk ass.